Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
We are in a we're in an economy now in which companies are just cutting back left and right. And you could certainly understand why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sucks for everybody right now. I would really like to hear, or we would really like to hear from some of you guys that are still working for companies that have decided to sort of like see it through and haven't changed company policy and are still offering the same perks now.
Okay.
That they were a couple of years ago. Like, so many companies are cutting back now. Like, in some ways, benefits are gone. They're cutting back on vacation time and stuff like that. But there
or
are very
expenses, things that you would be able to turn in on your expense report before, I know now, are not admissible for a lot of my friends.
I want you guys to make us jealous of some of the perks that you still have. 404-741-Q100. My friend Aaron works up in Washington, D.C. for Motley Fool, which is a website that gives you financial advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the last time she was down here, she was telling me some of the stuff that Motley Fool still provides for their employees. And I went online to take a look at it. And the stories of this place and the benefits that they still give their employees are crazy. Take as much vacation time as you want. It's paid.
Wow.
Take as much. What do you want? 3 weeks? You want 5 weeks? It's all paid vacation. So long as you are contributing to the bottom line and doing it in a successful way, they don't care how much vacation time you take.
Now, does that mean nobody's keeping tabs on it?
Nobody. You have to tell them. You have to say, look, I'm taking this week off, so they know you're alive.
Right.
But they won't say no. They'll take a look at how much you're bringing into the company, and if you are meeting their financial goals, yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Wow.
You want 6 weeks off? We'll pay for it.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
There's way more than that.
It would make you want to work harder.
That's their philosophy on it.
And you probably take less vacation. I have a friend who, I don't want to get him in trouble, but I'm almost sure he told me for his senior managers, he owns his own company here in town, he does the same thing. And he finds that people actually will, you know, for the first
probably
couple of years, will take less vacation. And then once they get into the groove, he's like, people are taking 6, 7, 8 weeks of vacation a year, and it improves their... Because they're doing it right in Europe. You know, what is it, August that
right.
they shut down or September?
Yeah. Just for the whole month. We're on vacation.
Yeah.
We're on holiday.
Yeah. That'd
be
great.
He goes, it makes such a big difference because people will mm-hmm. bust their ass for 2 or 3 months and then disappear for a week or two and recharge and come back and do it again.
The Motley Fool up in Washington, D.C. Gives $400 in delivered prepared food for new parents.
Wow.
Cool.
So if you have to take some time off and tend to the newborn.
A baby.
Oh,
I love that.
So instead of making you feel bad for having a baby and not being at the company because of it, they actually, you know, make you feel better about it. Yeah.
Weekly time on a local basketball court for activities, including basketball, soccer, yoga, and Tai Chi. Part-time with a school consultant to discuss options for your children.
School consultant.
Yeah, so if, like, your kids aren't doing great in school or what have you, they will provide tutors for the kids.
That is cool.
Isn't it really, really awesome?
That is so cool.
And she says everybody there, they don't wear suits. There's no ties. There's no pantsuits. You can wear whatever you want at the place.
A lot of times online companies tend to do that sometimes, I think, low-keyed.
Well, infamously, Google is an amazing company to work for. And a friend of a friend of mine works for Google in New York. And we were just up there visiting and I had brunch with her. And she was talking about the cafeteria that they have. It's basically like a gourmet Whole Foods is their employee cafeteria. And everything in it's free. Like, you never pay for food when you go there. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, they'll make gourmet salad sandwiches, whatever. It's all free.
Wow.
And she says that a lot of people will come to work and, like, they don't have set hours or anything either. A lot of people, especially in the creative department of Google, will come in around 10 and then they all, like, play, like, Guitar Hero and Rock Band and whatever. And then about, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoons when they really get busy and start working, and they'll be working till 2 or 3 in the morning. So this, like, cafeteria place is open all night. There's,
yeah.
like, all those fancy, like, juices and everything that you can only find at Whole Foods. They have it there. All of it just open to you. Have whatever you want.
Another Google perk is, I think it's 20% of your time, which works out to be one full workday, you're allowed to devote to any projects that you are working on. So you work there 5 days a week, but one day is you can work on whatever you want. It doesn't have to be your specific task, as long as Google shares in the ownership of it. So people have come up and like random stuff too. Like I have always talked to you guys about Gmail and the Google products and everything. Big fan. And they have something they just came up with that is a, you know, how many times do you send an email to someone and go, hey Jeff, take a look at this picture that Stacy took of you and I at the event the other night, Bert. You send it and you forget to attach the picture.
Say it. Mm-hmm. Oops, and, sorry, here's the picture.
Yep, but it reads your email, and if it looks like something is supposed to be attached and it isn't, a warning pops up and says, the context of your email says something's supposed to be attached.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
A guy designed that on his own because he always did that. Like, he would always send pictures. I'm famous for doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, take a look at the spreadsheet and tell me if everything looks right. Ah, then my next email, the subject line is always, duh. Because I forget it every time. It's the coolest thing, and the guy came up with it on his own.
Hey, Chris, tell us about the perk that we'll be jealous of.
Yes, I work for Nintendo Partners. They cater in lunches still. They give us gas stipends each week. They haven't cut that back. They've actually increased that for us. They've increased our benefits, time off. They've increased our time off. We have monthly with the company.
What was the last thing you said?
I said that we have monthly outings with the company.
Monthly outings with the company, yeah. Also.
So they
pay for them, so, you know, they pay for everything. So, I mean, they haven't cut back in anything.
Well, it's good to hear companies that aren't some are suffering like others.
Some are still paying for, like, employees. They all take them on, like, a big old group vacation together. You know, well, that's 12, 15 of us. Let's all go. We're paying for everything. Don't worry about it. Good morning, Erica. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Jealous?
Good.
It's your company. Are they they're still offering the same perks now that they were?
Yeah, I work for Shearer Miller Communications, and one of our coolest things is we get a quarterly massage, and every month we have a fun day where we go out as a team and we do something fun, head to lunch, go bowling, see a movie, just something to keep us interested in coming back to work. So
that is free massage, awesome. A monthly massage? You said quarterly massage?
A quarterly massage.
Excellent.
And a monthly fun day.
Nice.
That is awesome. And it's during a work day, too. It's not outside of the work hours.
Correct. We actually close the office. We don't tell everyone that we close the office, but our office is actually closed for that day. And we go out, and we usually spend about 2 or 3 hours together. I mean, we've gone shopping at the mall. Like I said, the movies, anything that we decide we want to do that month, we just go and do it. And luckily, we've been afforded the opportunity to continue to do that in the economy.
Love it.
That's great. That's great.
What's the name of the company that I wrote the letter to, that you know, the
Selig
company, is that what it's called?
Selig Enterprises.
Selig Enterprises is a company here in town, and I read an article about them in the paper it was 2 months ago or so, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
That the owner of the company, Mr. Selig, appropriately enough, decided that business was going well, and he was going to take all of his employees on a vacation. So basically, he emailed them at the beginning of the year and said, nobody make any plans for a long Labor Day weekend. Not telling you where, not telling you for how long, I'm not telling you how we're getting there, but I got a surprise trip for you at Labor Day weekend. And he sent out clues throughout the year, and he ended up taking them all to Colorado, to, I want to say Jackson Hole, but I think that's wrong, or Aspen, Wyoming, or some cool city in the Midwest, and spent the long weekend the entire company did together. But it was the way the article was written, it was super cool because everybody's trying to guess and figure out where it went. And, of course, he picked up the whole tab.
Everything.
Wow. That's amazing.
And,
that
it's, awesome? And it's not like a little, it's hundreds of employees.
And did they get to bring family members or a significant other
really?
Or whatever?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
wow.
So you would go with your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and it's a Sealy Enterprises family vacation.
Hey, Stacy, wow. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Why are we jealous of your job?
I have plenty of perks, but my favorite one, I'm a nanny, and so I'm driving around with the kids all the time, and so they have given me a credit card to charge all of my gas, too.
Nice.
That's
yes,
huge.
Yes, it's
right
very
now.
Nice. That's... It is, and, you know, they say, yeah, you know, a lot of the time you're not driving the kids around, but still, you know, we just want you to have that luxury, and they know I have a good fuel-efficient car, so it's really nice.
I just love the attitude, like at the end of the day, if you are meeting your numbers, who cares how you're meeting them? Spend the time the way you want. If you're meeting your numbers and you are meeting what we consider a successful number, Do whatever else you want.
Is this giving people that autonomy to be at their personal best rather than forcing them to be at whatever standard you think they should
and
be at?
And stressed out about
sense?
It and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Heather, you're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm so nervous. I always get nervous when I talk to you guys. I have the most awesome job in the world. I work for CNN Turner Broadcasting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I've only been there 7 years. I get 33 days off a year.
Wow.
We get raises every year. We get discounts from everything from furniture to electronics to entertainment tickets, like for Chastain, the aquarium, the zoo. We get tickets. We get free tickets for the Hawks, for the Braves, for the Thrashers. I can go on. I love my job.
I mean, that's the kind of, you just, it's so rare that you hear company loyalty either way from the employees or the companies. But when you do stuff like this, it makes me want to work for you.
They treat us awesome.
Absolutely.
They even moved us to a 4-day work week because of gas.
No kidding.
So I get Thursday, Friday, and Saturday off.
That's fantastic.
Do you know if you're hiring?
Yeah, not in my department. We're all full right now.
I bet
Sorry.
You are, and nobody's going anywhere.
That's
right?
True.
Anastasia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
My favorite perk is my sweet little company car and little gas car that goes along with it.
Yeah.
So they pay for the car and the gas.
Yeah, absolutely. I get 5 weeks a year vacation, and I have an expense account. They cover like my internet and my cell phone, too.
That's why you sound great. So damn happy. Look at you.
Yeah, you sound all perky.
I'm just driving around the parking lot right now, just wasting gas.
Who does she work for?
I work for Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah.
Okay.
Good for them,
yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Anastasia. Appreciate it.
Bye.
You heard how happy they sound, man.
Yeah.
Not complaining when they
got
to go to work.
Excited to go to work.
Well, it makes sense. You spend most of your life at work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, companies should really try to make it an environment where the employee wants to be there.
If
you know?
Do the math on it, think about it. If you're just working an 8-hour day, and I know very few people that are only working 8 hours now, that's more than one-third of your life, because one-third you're spent sleeping, okay? So that doesn't even count.
Right.
So, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
That's a large chunk out of your life. If you're not happy there, the other two-thirds of your life are going to suck.
And people identify themselves by what they do for a living.
Sure.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, this is only going to take one phone call. Por favor.
I can't even remember why you got curious about this.
It's the way my mind works. It's brilliance you'll never be able to comprehend.
Be afraid.
I have no interest in tragic stories. You know, no interest in
something funny.
Yep, it's going to be fun stories. I'll screen out your tragedy. Have you ever legitimately been so scared that you crapped yourself?
Because
you all know the phrase, you know.
I blanked my pants.
Yeah. That
I pooped my pants.
Scared the tish out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, has that ever literally happened?
So, there you are in Netherworld or whatever, and you didn't.
You've been so frightened.
That you literally lost control of
your bowel.
Yeah. Your booty.
Because is that just, I mean, every phrase has to have an origin somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wendy. Have you ever been so scared that you crapped yourself?
No, I've never crapped myself.
Bert.
Not scared.
Melissa.
Wait.
Based on
whoa.
Scared.
Wait a second.
Based on yeah, alcohol?
Sick.
You've really sick, done sick. It?
Yeah.
In
you
the past few
pants?
Weeks. You really did?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't full on or anything, but yeah, I was sick.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Hmm.
How about the rest of y'all?
There was an awkward pause.
I'm the only one in here that's honest. That's all. It wasn't even that long ago. Like it's 7. It was 7 o'clock actually this morning.
People are calling, by the way. So
how all the right? Phone lines.
No, these are just no based on being. This is fear. These aren't. This isn't it's illness scared. Induced. This is you were so
drunk
scared.
Yeah.
Something
fear.
Literally scared the crap out of you.
Right. No, that has not happened to me.
Me either.
Hobby.
It hasn't happened.
Hobby.
To me.
Being scared.
I haven't been that scared.
Blankless.
Based on being scared or overall?
Overall.
Or drunk.
Nope. Mm. We got pretty good control of the bowels. Jeff, thanks.
Not this week.
Ever?
That paper wide to the mouth really shook me.
Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. And nothing happened to me, but my brother worked at a sporting goods store, and they got robbed one time, and the cops showed up. He hit the emergency button, and when the cops surrounded the guy, they said that he went just right in his pants.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy who got surrounded?
The guy who was robbing them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was up, yeah. Behind the counter, yeah. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody pulls a gun on you, you think your life is flashing before you?
I didn't really think
forget
that.
Forget it.
I didn't really I thought everything would tighten up more than anything.
Yeah. I would try my best not to, because if I was about to die, I don't want to be the guy who crapped. I don't want that to be the last memory is, oh, crap, I crapped myself. Darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
Neil, I'm going to put you on hold right now. You might be my close call, okay?
Sure.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Susan. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert.
Hi.
I was a supervisor at a tea packing plant, and we had covered a guy in tea bags, and we had another guy over there to clean him up. And as he started cleaning him up, the guy popped out of the tea bags, and not only did the man faint, but he crapped his pants, and I lost my job.
You lost your job
you
over there?
Fired over there?
I did. But I tell you, I was infamous.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, so you know, if I owned the teabag company, let me tell you something. The person who would get fired would be the one who crapped himself in the office.
There you go.
You can't be trusted.
Well, they wanted to have me arrested. I mean, they were really upset, and I thought I would be eating grits and toast for the weekend.
That's a tragic teabagging story. Good morning, Q100.
I'll teach you a teabagging lesson.
Hey. Hey, Eric.
I'm a paramedic here in Cobb County, and I was working, I was on my way home from work. And I watched this truck literally roll over four or five cars in front of me and stopped to make sure he was okay, and he literally crapped himself all over his car.
That'll do it.
Chris, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. I'm actually a former drug agent, and did a search warrant on a house and went through the front door, and the guy crapped himself right there. He was wearing hidey whities.
It didn't take long at all.
How come the only people who wear tidy whities are criminals?
And Homer Simpson.
And end up on the show Cops.
The common thread here is that it's just guys calling in for this.
Of course.
Good morning, Neil. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right. Well, when I was a little kid, I did something stupid. My parents, didn't do my chores or something, so they were chasing me around my room, and I literally crapped myself. And, they're trying to, smack me around or whatever, and I literally crapped myself, and they couldn't even do anything. They were just like, clean yourself up.
So you pooped yourself over chores, over not doing chores.
I pooped myself over chores.
Be a man.
Awesome.
Good morning, Jody.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You guys are great, by the way. I love you all.
Thank you. Not right now, but in general,
I think
it's pretty good.
Me and five other interns, we went to the morgue, and we were looking at how there were embalming bodies and opening them up, and we went to this other table. This guy just came in, and for some reason, the guy's eye opened, and it closed back, and everybody, including me, ran screaming, and yes, we all
All of you?
All of us, and we didn't even want to go back in.
It was a group crapping?
I don't know what you call that, but
I think we'll end on that. No, that's a hard one to beat.
Can you? I would crap myself.
Holy
crap!
His one eye opened.
Oh!
Does that happen based on just muscle stuff going on there?
Probably.
Like a convulsion or something.
Oh man!
I would definitely crap myself.
Go ahead, Kara.
Hey. So this last little segment you were doing about when it happened, how about during an orgasm?
Oh no.
What?
No.
Okay, well.
No. Really? How do you explain that?
Actually, he was pretty fine with it because he realized that it was something that he had done.
Yeah, so
he
took some sense of pride of that.
Yeah. Actually.
Brag about that.
There's some honor in that, I guess. Okay.
The Burt Show. Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.